Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. A Saturday night in Springdale, Soddy's and Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Eric Bach joined by Antonio Menendez, off to a fantastic start with the Soddy's here in 2026. Antonio, thanks for the time. Just want to ask you generally how you're feeling, because obviously the results have been great to start the year.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. I feel pretty good. I'm excited to just be with a new organization, get new opportunities to just go out there and be myself and compete. Physically, I feel great. I'm just trying to, you know, take it day by day and see where, you know, the rest of the season takes me. Just kind of stack one good day after another.
You were brought to Arizona in the Rule 5 draft from Tampa Bay this past December. For fans that might not know a lot about the Rule 5 draft, can you kind of explain that process and how you found out you were going to be heading to Arizona?
Yeah, so the Rule 5 draft is just an opportunity for people, once they've reached a certain point in their career, to basically be traded for nothing, basically. So other teams have opportunities to take guys from other organizations and give them opportunities. So I just put the analogy, like, if you're the shortstop behind Derek Jeter and you don't really have an opportunity to make it with the New York Yankees, another team has the ability to go in there and take you from that team. So it gives guys opportunities who are stuck with other orgs to go to a new place and see if that's a better fit for them. And yeah, I'm super thankful for the Diamondbacks for giving me this opportunity. I felt like with Tampa, it's kind of run its course over there for me and my career there, and it felt like it wasn't going to continue to progress. So having the opportunity to go somewhere else is, you know, exactly what I was looking for at this point in time in my career.
How was the change at spring training when you got to go out to Arizona instead of Florida? Just all things changing as you went out to Salt River.
It was awesome. Florida spring training is a little bit of a grind. Yeah. It's a lot more humid over there, a lot more travel. It was, being an East Coast person, I've never really been out here to Arizona, so it was cool to experience Arizona spring training. There's a lot more to do, but it's a unique experience, like walking into a locker room and not knowing a single person. You know, you got to try and remember a lot of names really fast and try and get used to the day in and day out with a new organization, but it's been great. Everybody's been super communicative. All the players have been really fun to be around, so it's been a really easy transition for me.
I know the feeling of getting into a locker room and not knowing anybody, because that's what I've been going through the last like week or so. You throw from that sidearm slot. When did you start doing that, and what was the origin story of your sidearm?
Yeah, so I started throwing from a low slot when I was about 12 years old. My travel ball coach at the time was Billy Wagner, the Hall of Fame closer.
Wow.
And I was a middle infielder, third baseman. I played a position as a kid, and I'd be really good at that slow roll play in the infield and could throw pretty hard down there, and I would do it occasionally on the mound. And he was the first person to say, hey, why don't we do this, you know, a little more often? Like, you're pretty unique down there, gives you a unique profile. And I kind of just developed into the multi-slot person I am today because of Billy. And over time, that developed into all the different pitches and different slots, and it just was a way for me to differentiate myself from the rest of the pitchers out there. I never threw 100 miles an hour, so I had to figure out ways to get guys out. And for me, being unique in terms of how I pitch in my arm slots developed into what it is today.
Not asking you to give away your big secrets, but is there any rhyme or reason to when you go more over the top? Because we've seen that occasionally this year.
Yeah, to right-handed hitters, statistically, staying at a lower slot is pretty dominant. So generally speaking, I'll switch a lot more with left-handed hitters. Really just depends on the batter in the box, the way that they swing. I'm pretty analytical in terms of understanding the tendencies of the hitter and then kind of pitching to my strengths based on what they like to do and what they don't like to do, and just trying to play chess. You know, as a pitcher, I like the mental side of the game a lot. I've never been able to overpower guys necessarily, so trying to figure out what they're not sitting on or what their approach is and doing the opposite is kind of my game plan when I'm out there throwing.
Last one for you. How do you think this ball club turns these close losses into wins here early?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to be consistent from the first pitch to the last. You know, sometimes it's just one inning that gets out of control, and all of a sudden you might be able to claw back between a run or two. But it's just trying to stay consistent, stay within ourselves, not try and do too much. Sometimes at the ball club, when you start losing games, you know, you try and do too much, right? The pitcher tries to strike out everybody, or everybody's trying to hit a home run, and that just compounds into something negative. So we have the right approach. You just need to go out there and be ourselves, and I think we'll start stacking some wins, just not trying to do too much.
Great chat with Antonio Menendez on the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. It continues next on News Talk 940 AM.